Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were negative across the board today, down about 1 to 2 cents in corn. December new crop, 413 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. Beans were weaker as well. Beans have been leading the way to this downside over the past few days. And of course, they closed on their low and made their low within the last minute of trading, with May 9.95 and a half, down 16 and three quarters. And then new crop beans out in November at 9.75. You hear so much about the talk of the ratio between new crop beans and new crop corn. Right now it's at 2.36. So the price of December corn times 2.36 gives you the price of new crop beans. That's right where it needs to be in terms of profitability. You wouldn't really lose a lot of corn acres to beans and vice versa, given that the ratio is right at that number. That's right where it should be right now. Wheat futures also negative today, down about 10 cents in Chicago, May. Of course, March was down 15, but the May was down 10. July was down 7. Kansas City, July, down 8 cents at 534 and a quarter. Now, that market just continues to be under pressure as we have moisture here in the southern plains and doesn't look like any real threat to the crop at this time.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The Wednesday morning ethanol production report showed ethanol production down. Stocks were about the same as last week, and margins continue to get weaker, which is negative for the price of corn going forward. The South American trucker strike seems to have dissipated at this point. The next round of talks begins March 10th. But it doesn't look like there's going to be much of an uprising after what we've already seen. And the grain is moving freely throughout the country and to the port. To try to sum up next Tuesday's USDA crop production supply and demand report, it looks like the trade is looking for maybe a little bit of increase in the ending stocks for the wheat and corn. Maybe beans just a little bit lower. If you just use the current prices, for everything, it doesn't look like there's going to be a big jump or loss in anything except maybe corn, partially due to the acres being taken from beans and then grain sorghum as well. Both of those things could have an impact on total corn acres. And then just the outlook with ethanol losses or profit margins being negative now for ethanol, maybe that'll take away from some of the outlook in planted acres for corn. 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, at April live cattle, $3 higher at $154.05, June up $2.65, and $146.32. March feeder cattle, $4.50 higher at $207.22, April up $4.50 at $204.37. April lean hogs, $2.40 higher at $68 even, May up $110 at $78.62. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat, 7 lower at $5.23 and a half, May down 8 at $5.27 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat down down 15 and a quarter at 493 and a half. March corn down a half at 381 and a half. May down 1.5 at 389 and a half. March soybeans down 19 and three quarters at 989. May down 18 and a quarter at 994. March cotton down 12 at 63.61. May down 3 at 63.60. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.